This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of the program. You can bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we're going to continue and take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. Coming up, we were telling you a moment ago about what happened in Canada to a pastor who has now been arrested and is being held, well, obviously against his will, but also against his agreement to whatever the bail conditions were going to be, one of which included that he was no longer allowed to give sermons. He was no longer allowed to be a pastor if he gets out of jail on bail conditions.
That's just amazing.
That's how it is in Canada right now.
I don't think it's far off in the United States.
Well, at least in the United States, they at least have to have, you know, the semblance of respecting freedom of religion. Now, we haven't checked Canada's constitution. If you're from Canada, A, and you want to comment about what the constitution there says in regards to freedom of religion, feel free, because we know they don't
also,
have free speech.
Also, we'd like to know why that thing happens with your heads when you talk.
Let's go to your phone calls, though. And then I'll give you, if you think it's bad in Canada, it's probably just as bad over in the UK, where the government gang there is telling people that all gatherings are currently against the law. And we'll share that with you on the way. But first we go to El Conejo.
You can't even get together to either tea and crumpets.
In Los Angeles, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Conejo. Oops, sorry about that.
I'm calling in about something Dave from New Mexico called in about a couple shows ago.
Okay, what was that?
He was criticizing you about how to distribute or defederalize the two-thirds of land that's owned by the government west of the Mississippi?
Yeah, that's right. I think he just was just generally talking about all of the government land out there, but certainly a large chunk of the west of the Mississippi area is owned by or claimed by the federal government.
Hmm. Well, the best plan I've seen for that was the presidential platform from Adam Kokesh, where he proposed giving everyone 1,000 cryptocurrency units called AmeriCoins, and cryptocurrency can have, you know, 17 decimal points after it, so 1,000 doesn't really have much to do with anything, but it could be any amount.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was give every United States citizen 1,000 AmeriCoin cryptocurrency units, and then auction off all federal lands and buildings and assets on the open market using only AmeriCoins, and that's how he would preside over being the I forget what the term is for presiding over a bankruptcy, but basically that's the best way to do it. Because the way Russia did it when the Soviet Union collapsed, just a bunch of cronies got everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had a digital currency that we could, that's kind of use specific, I think that would actually work.
So what's the idea? Everybody gets a bunch of AmeriCoins and then they, what, they bid on the properties? I missed the details there.
Yeah.
Everyone would get like 1,000 AmeriCoins, a cryptocurrency, mm-hmm. and then you could bid on any federal asset or land. You could bid on a vehicles, the U.S. Postal Service. You could try to buy up a bunch of trucks, or you could buy up federal buildings or military hardware, or just desert land in New Mexico or Arizona or wherever.
Could you trade those AmeriCoins for other things? For example, if I wanted to sell my 1,000 AmeriCoins to Tesla for 1,000 of his, or to Elon Musk for 1,000 of his Teslas, would that be doable so that he would then have 2,000 to bid with?
Sure. His platform is that you can only buy U.S. federal government assets with this particular built-for-purpose cryptocurrency, though. So
Okay, but would it be tradable? Would it be tradable on cryptocurrency exchanges?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. So it would then be I would then be able to cash it in and trade it for something else if I wanted to.
Yeah, if you don't want some national park land or some buildings or cars or whatever, you could just trade it on the open market on one of the exchanges like BISC or something.
Yeah, see, I would be down with that. I actually had a similar idea as to how to get rid of nationalized industries, which is basically form them into a corporation, print out 300 million shares, and give one share in each of the corporations to each citizen, and then let them either keep their claim in that or sell it to somebody else.
It's an interesting idea, although we don't have the problem of nationalized industries in the United States.
Well, we do have some. The security industry has been nationalized. The many of the scientific, like product safety, those industries have been nationalized. Even the police are a nationalized industry.
Isn't that what you meant when you said the security industry? Or did you
is exactly what I meant. But I repeat myself.
I see.
Back to you, good sir.
I don't know. Would it be easier to give out shares of the police or just shut them down and let the market replace them?
Either way would be acceptable to me. What I'm always trying to find out is what would be acceptable to the proponents of these things, because I'm an opponent of their very existence. So,
Well, even if you disband the police or the school teachers or whatever you're trying to privatize, you still have to figure out how to liquidate the assets. And the best way I think you could do that is let the taxpayers have it.
I always thought the best way to get, say, the actual bureaucrats on board with something would be to give them the shares. Instead of giving it to every taxpayer or whatever, would just be like, all right, here's your final payment, right? Because they've been getting all these salaries, sweet government benefits, all that stuff's going to cut off once taxes go away. So their final lump sum payment would be, okay, everybody who works for the school, you know, the janitors, the teachers, the administrators, they all get one share. And so now it's a co-op. Now it's an employee-owned corporation, and they can decide how to deal with those shares and what to do with it and how to reorganize everything and what to do with the assets and everything and just put it in their hands and say, that's it, we're done, you figure it out from here.
But the rest of us have a right then to take our business elsewhere.
Correct. You're no longer being taxed.
See, I would be down with that. I don't even care about having back any of what they've stolen from me.
Yeah.
If they can just
stop the theft
cut me loose.
Right. Just stop the theft from now on. And that gives them something to sort of say, okay, well, we didn't lose out totally on it. We got something out of this.
Only ones who will see that as a total loss is those who recognize that nobody's going to want to buy their product. And I don't mean me. I mean the other
slackers.
Guys by the same name.
Those would be the slacker teachers, the ones that don't want to actually do the job, or the cops, the lazy cops, you know, that kind of thing. And in which case, they could sell their share.
Yeah.
You know, they could sell their share to their coworkers or whoever.
Sounds like a good good arrangement to me. I like it.
El Conejo, any other comments?
Yeah, if anyone wants to learn a more detailed explanation of what I was talking about, you can go to Adam Kokesh for President / Platform. He ran for the Libertarian ticket this last time and lost, but I thought his platform was extremely interesting.
Very good. Thank you, Conejo. Appreciate the call tonight. But yeah, I think that's important because if we're going to be proposing these ideas seriously, you've got to do one that's going to get the people who would normally be against you to actually consider your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, now they've got everything,
And if you just go in there and say, well, we're going to shut you down completely, then they're going to definitely oppose you. But on the other hand, if you say, well, we're going to give you a share of the action, we're going to give you a portion of what you've worked to create, and you are now the owner of then that could be somewhat exciting to some of them who actually do want to control what they teach and actually have some ability to make a decision.
Or those with delusions of adequacy.
And it takes away power from the administrators, too, because it only offers the administrators a single share. So the janitor gets the same share as the administrator.
Although, personally, I would let them choose themselves how to cut it up.
Mm.
Just say, you guys figure out who gets how many shares.
603-283-6160. We got time for you if you want to join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603 show tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody not feeling so all alone, because everybody must get stoned.
AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets, sadly, aren't ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, their users. Wallets like Coinomi and Exodus, RelayX, and Bread. They got a little work to do if they want to be qualified to use AnyPay 2.0 payments. And they should be, but they need to hear from their users like you. If you're one of them, just reach out to them. And they'll show you how to do that over at anypayinc.com/upgrade. That's anypayinc.com/upgrade. And that helps you get in touch with Coinomi, Exodus, and the other ones that haven't yet implemented the AnyPay 2.0 pay protocol, as it's called. So check them out, anypayinc.com/upgrade. We're going to continue here. Your thoughts are welcome. Talking about the lockdowns that are just getting even more insane, even though we had an interesting story earlier, I think it was this week on, I think it was Monday night show, where I think it was the captain who provided the story that showed that it was California and Florida that had very drastically different enforcement measures when it came to COVID. California, a near total lockdown, crackdown state. Florida, not quite entirely open, but darn close. Mm-hmm. And turns out they've got very similar infection and death rates.
Wow. And, you know, I got to say, I posted on Sununu's Facebook.
That's the governor of New Hampshire.
That's the governor of New Hampshire, that the way that the Florida governor is said to have responded to Joe Biden is exactly what Sununu would have done if he'd had testicles, which is,
ooh, yeah,
you know, to tell him to
F off.
Yes, to
that's
F off
unconfirmed
and
story.
To go pound sand.
Yeah, that story, sadly, as we saw it, was unconfirmed. We could not confirm that that story was actually true.
True.
I mean, we want it to be true. It'd be nice.
I hope it is true.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I tend to believe it.
Yeah, sadly, there's no video, there's no audio,
yeah.
So, and there's not any other sources. It's just that one website that claims an anonymous source, so that's all we got. But nonetheless.
But then again, if that happened, that's the level of coverage I would expect.
Get, yeah.
Because the press is again in love the president no matter
right.
what he does mode, like they were in when Obama was in office, as opposed to being in the hate the president no matter what he does mode that they were in when Trump was in office.
So I've got another point here, and that is from the UK Home Office. We were just talking about a pastor who was arrested in Canada. And now we go across the pond to the UK. Home Office is basically like the FBI of the UK, right? This is the main
the
policing.
Home Office is the part of the empire that deals with the country, I believe.
The actual statement here, or not statement, but the sort of the about section of their Twitter profile says they are the lead UK government department for immigration and passports, drugs policy, crime, fire, counterterrorism, and police. So I guess the police.
Yeah, so they pretty much are just the part of the empire that deals with Britain. The Home Office is domestic policy, is what they would call it here.
Right, and so they're included in. The police are included in the Home Office. It's basically the highest level of the police, essentially, in the UK.
Yes.
And so they've got a video. It's about 50 seconds long. And it is
the highest level of the local police. MI5, which deals with a lot of internationalism, is probably under a different office, I think.
Could be. But in this case, they've got a video up on their Twitter account, which is at UK Home Office, posted yesterday. It is 50 seconds long, and it is one of the most obnoxiously made videos that I have seen in recent months. I'm going to try to keep the volume on it quiet. It's just a I want to play this for you just so you can have some idea of how blaringly obnoxious this video is. It's just terrible music, and it says you shouldn't go to parties. And it's saying this while showing footage of police raiding a party. And then it shows more footage after, so it's like footage of the cops, then like the text on the screen, and the text is shaking around. It's like shaking as violently and obnoxiously as you possibly can have it shake around.
Shaking like a cop would shake a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
And then it says on the next one here, you shouldn't make your own pub, after showing underground footage of a pub.
See, I think we should make our own pub. I think they're completely wrong about that.
Indeed.
And if you want to get involved, come to Keene. Talk to me about it.
Then they show, you shouldn't go to raves.
Oh, we should definitely go to raves. They're like 0 for 3 here.
Yeah, we already did a rave.
They've
actually
got
on New Year's
all
Eve.
Of the answers wrong.
We
so
did that.
Far.
You shouldn't go to baby showers. You shouldn't hold baby showers.
Okay, that's
showers.
Probably true. I'm going to agree with that one.
And then it says you shouldn't be meeting up. And finally, meeting up.
Should you be meeting down?
It says meeting up is against the law.
Is that like hooking up?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, that probably is included because they're saying that any kind of meeting is against the law. It says, stay home, protect the NHS, which stands for the National Health Service.
Screw the NHS.
Save lives, it says. Yeah.
The NHS is the organization that I believe caused my wife's death. By basically,
really?
She was in London when she was diagnosed with precancerous cells on her cervix, and she wanted a hysterectomy. Well, they said, well, we're not going to give you that because, you know, we don't have to. We're a monopoly.
Right.
And so they scraped the cells off, patted her on the head, and sent her on her way. 6 years later, she was dead.
And she was still in the UK at that time?
No, she wasn't. She had returned to the United States, and she was living with me in Florida, actually. Mm-hmm. But by that time, you know, by the time we knew there was something wrong, it was too late.
Right. And as we've seen, the NHS has contributed to the death of small children and babies, for instance, where they refuse to give whatever the treatments are that the parents said that the children needed. They further even refused to allow, I remember in one story, they refused to allow the parents to even take their child out of the NHS hospital in order to take it to Italy, where it was going to be given free treatment.
That is absolutely, I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, if I had been in a position to take my wife out of the country for good care and somebody had physically tried to stop me, then
insane.
I would have felt perfectly justified in killing that person. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you're trying to kill my wife. I have not only a right but a responsibility to try to kill you right back.
In this case, they killed that baby.
They did kill that baby.
And they did it under the name of protecting their image. Protecting their so-called authority. That they said this is that they said this baby shan't have this treatment and they can't allow it to. So therefore they won't.
Because other people would be upset that their baby didn't get this treatment.
603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Let's talk about some defiance. You got that story on the way about people refusing to obey.
Yeehaw, nice. It's about time.
Nice when we see those stories. And, of course, if you want to tell your own story, you can join us here. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of 2 continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Electricity has now been restored to around 2 million homes and businesses across Texas after a huge snowstorm ravaged most of the state. Hundreds of thousands of outages still remain in many cities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We have already begun the process to make sure that events like this never again happen in Texas. And that starts with reforming the agency in charge of electric reliability in Texas, which is ERCOT.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is hoping for a major disaster declaration from President Biden.
Was able to talk to the president on Tuesday afternoon and make sure he was aware that we would be making that request. And of course, I look forward to getting a response from him very soon.
This is USA Radio News. The series of winter storms this week have been disrupting vaccine shipments. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're also working with our partners to move up scheduled deliveries whenever possible and to surge shipment operations through the end of the week into the weekend. We're in conversation about extended hours and additional appointments to try and reschedule shots given the storm.
Also, as a result of the pandemic, life expectancy in this country has dropped a full year. It's a decline not seen since the Second World War. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has lost just under 500,000 people due to the pandemic. Democrats in Congress have unveiled a sweeping immigration reform bill that closely aligns with President Biden's vision, offering a pathway to citizenship for some 11 million people. The legislation comes 1 week after Biden officially ended a national emergency declaration at the border with Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Open phones, that allows you to bring up anything that's on your mind. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, and that is the whole point here on Free Talk Live. As always, I want to say thanks to a Free Talk Live amplifier. In this case, tonight's amplifier is Izzy, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. That means
Izzy?
Izzy is contributing. Yes, he is. Izzy's contributing $10 a month to the AMP program.
At yes,
AMP,
he is.
Amp.freetalklive.com. Could be a female, Izzy.
Yes, she is.
Yep, is could be an Isabella.
But then it would be a she?
That's true, and I don't know who it is.
Okay.
Whether it's a she or a he.
So is she a he or is she a she?
You'll have to ask Izzy.
Okay.
Izzy is contributing to the AMP program. Amp.freetalklive.com allows you to do it. You can do credit card, debit card, PayPal. You can do Bitcoin BTC if you like over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll talk about some people actually pushing back, defying the various different dining bans out there. Dave,
push, push, push.
Indeed. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Calling from New Mexico.
Love, actually. They're like, is that like Love Actually, Florida Actually? Nobody?
Huh?
Love Actually.
Love Actually. Florida Actually. I haven't seen the movie.
I haven't either.
So what's on your mind?
So, land. Land ho.
Land so, spreading out so far and wide.
Yes. Are the animals living in the United States or the former United States, are they going to have to receive some crypto coin, AmeriCoin, and purchase their land so that they can live on their land as well?
Referring to an earlier caller who was outlining what apparently was the presidential platform of Adam Kokesh, longtime friend of the show here on Free Talk Live, who ran for president under the Libertarian ticket. Sadly, he did not get the nomination in the primary that they had.
I supported him until Vermin Supreme came along.
Yeah, and Vermin had my vote.
Vermin
sure.
Supreme was the guy for that election, which was already so absurd.
Yeah, the Libertarians, I mean, they could have done worse than Joe Jorgensen, but Vermin Supreme would have been a much better choice.
I think that, you know, I really hope that he's going to join with the Motley Caucus. And
who,
because
Vermin?
Yeah, because he is the epitome
Band-ho!
Of our slogan, which is the political system is a joke. Make it a funny one.
Are you calling Vermin Supreme
ahoy,
a
mate,
Lando?
I see land.
Huh? Dave?
I said, ahoy, mate. Land ho.
Yes. What about it?
Yes. Oh, and the California caller, I forget your name. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just piggybacking on things you said to make some points. So are the animals, the question I had asked you, do you remember the question I asked you?
Yes. The answer is we don't think that animals are going to be operating crypto wallets anytime soon.
Well, why don't you help them? Don't they have rights to live on land as well?
I don't.
No.
Rights?
No, why not?
No, the reason why animals don't have rights is because they can't reciprocate.
How do you know that?
Well, at least at this point, we have no meaningful way of communicating with them. So until we can communicate with them point where they can actually...
Did you not communicate with Jazzy?
Not in the point of where she could understand rights. So, yes, you're referring to my now-deceased dog that was a great dog, and yes, you could communicate with Jazzy. She knew a variety of words and could respond to them in her own way, but not in any sort of meaningful discussion about rights.
Well, certainly she understood. Certainly Jazzy understood rights.
How's that?
Did she just go off and bite you whenever she felt like it?
No, she's never bit anybody.
So
well,
she did respect the rights. Okay, I'll take Dave's advocate on this. Okay, what other evidence do you have, Dave?
Well, let's stay on that one for a minute. Have you noticed that when dogs play with you, or cats for that matter, well, any animal for that matter, when they play with you and they use their mouth and they bite you, do you notice that they don't bite down hard like they do when they're fighting?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're playing.
So they understand rights. They understand that you have a right not to be damaged when we're playing.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that even property rights, I mean, my dog knew what was mine and what was hers, mm-hmm. and she wouldn't, you know, she would take what was hers and tear it apart on the floor, but she wouldn't do that to what was mine.
Mm-hmm.
When dogs are in their own yard, they bark at people that are outside the yard that come near it, but they don't go chase them down usually when they leave the area because they know this is my area and now you have left my area and my rights only extend here in my area, so I will now stop barking at you.
Yeah, I mean, you're making an interesting argument, but also what you're discussing really only talks about dogs that are well-trained.
Not at all. That's instinct. That's nature.
Disagree there because a pack of dogs will certainly not... I mean, they may just have a different definition of what their rights are, but, you know, dogs will certainly fight among themselves in ways that if a dog did that to me, I would make sure he was never near me again.
Well, and also, nobody, the reason why your dog respected your things and only messed with its own things is because you had the proper hierarchy going on, and you were the leader of the pack. You were the alpha in that relationship. However, you had gotten that dog and did not do any kind of training with that dog and did not put yourself on top of the pack and did not discipline the dog in the appropriate way, then you better believe it would go around tearing up whatever it wanted to do, and it would go around peeing on the things that it wanted to pee on and doing whatever it wanted to, because if you're a pushover, it's going to push you over.
People will do that if you don't, you know, take the trouble to teach them about anarchy and property rights, too. You know, that's why we have a government and a military, because people don't innately know what their property rights are either.
Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. But a dog will behave very differently in a given place if it is not being disciplined appropriately. If the dog has no discipline...
I would behave very differently if I were under other circumstances. Mm-hmm. When I was in jail, for example, my behavior was very different,
right,
because the expectations of me were different. The penalties for failing to live up to those expectations or going beyond them were different. So, you know, we all kind of react to the environment in which we're placed. That's why I think most people, even if they don't think anarchy would be a good idea, would still adjust fine to it, mm-hmm, if that's the way it was, because people adjust and animals adjust to the circumstances that they live under.
But I'm not going to go so far as to say that an animal has any kind of real understanding of what human rights are to be considered. Human rights
don't think they understand rights, because that's far too abstract. I think they understand stimulus and response.
Yeah. And instinct. And in the case of the dogs, there's a certain pack mentality that is an instinct with the dogs. And you know how, if you know how to utilize that mentality, then you can get a good behaving dog who will respect, you know, boundaries and things like that. And if you don't put discipline into a dog, they won't respect your boundaries.
That's true of your average person as well.
I think that's true. Yeah, people respond to incentives. I wouldn't say that people are as pack-like as dogs. I mean, people, a lot of them do want to be more individualistic in a lot of ways, but certainly there are people who want to be led, and they do want to be told what to do. Those people exist.
Yeah, certainly there's a, you know, there are people who, and possibly correctly, perceive that they wouldn't make very good decisions for themselves, so they look for
an expert,
other people to make their decisions, because that is a way of surviving. I mean,
it rubs us the wrong way as, you know, individualists, but there are people like that.
They have an individual right to choose leaders for themselves.
They
just don't have a right to choose a leader for me.
Correct. 603-283-6160. Talking about people defying the dining bans out there. And also, if you want to comment, bring up whatever's on your mind, you can do that in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. They are coming up, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542, and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device, so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542, and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
A moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
The phones are busy, but when they do open up, you'll be able to call in 603-283-6160 or call us on our Matrix chat server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com and learn how to do that there. With you tonight is Ian.
And nobody. I think that might be a tomorrow night project. This is our last segment.
What would be a project tomorrow night?
Calling in.
No, you can call in.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. It's just we've got people on the lines right now, but we will not have them forever because we're going to go through those calls next.
It's true.
We're going to your calls, and we'll start out with Jack calling us from New Hampshire. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody.
Hey, guys. How we doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I got a bunch of things on my mind.
Right, pick one.
The first one is going to be back on October 30th, 2020, the New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled that the Lori list in New Hampshire was not protected under the state's right to know law anymore.
Now, we have to explain that anytime you bring up the Lori list, we have to explain what that is. And it is, there's a long history behind this list. So I'm going to try to like sum it up as quickly as possible. Basically, at some point, the New Hampshire government created this list of cops that had had some very nasty issues brought up about their behavior.
Police who were not to be trusted.
Yeah, for whatever reason. Maybe it was because they were raping people. Maybe it was because they were murdering people. Maybe it was because they were stealing from the candy jar. I don't know. We don't know because the Lori list has been hidden from public view for as many decades as it's been around.
When they should have been hiding these cops from public view in the local prison.
Yeah, that's unfortunately they're protecting them. So what you're saying is the Supreme Court in New Hampshire finally ruled that this particular list of bad cops, that many of whom are still on the job, was no longer subject to being protected from being released. Is that right?
That's correct. And I just wanted to ask you guys if you're aware of House Bill 39 that was introduced January 12th by Senator Sharon Carson.
No, what is it?
Trying to make it private again.
Oh, God.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Lord.
I just want to get it out there I found you guys when I was on the inside over at Stratford County.
I was able to find.
Yeah.
There's a lot of corruption here in this state.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm getting sick of it. And I'm going to start calling you guys with a whole bunch more stuff. But, yeah, this House Bill number 39, she's trying to make it private again. And I don't understand how they can do that where the Supreme Court just ruled it's not to be private anymore.
Yeah, and, I mean, every prosecutor who calls a cop from that list as a witness and does not provide a copy of that list, in my opinion, is engaged in prosecutorial misconduct, specifically
Absolutely.
Withholding of exculpatory information, and that is a criminal act for which that district attorney can and should be jailed.
Mm-hmm.
If they are using cops that are on that list and not disclosing, they deserve to go to jail.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys right now, I can't get into too much detail because I still got stuff going on, but I was arrested on false accusations, and they kept me in there for 11 months before I didn't ever waive my right to a speedy trial before mm-hmm. I finally get out.
How did you get out?
Because I didn't waive my right to a speedy trial. But listen,
you won a speedy trial motion to get out.
No, no, no. What did they do? How did you get out?
Well, listen, you don't waive your right to a speedy trial. They have to give it to you within a certain amount of time, even though there's no time specified on how long it takes.
Well, now, what they say in New Hampshire is that you have to demand the speedy trial. Otherwise, they presume you didn't want it.
Correct. And I demanded it and demanded it and demanded it. And this COVID crap kept me in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And listen,
Did they drop the charge?
No, I'm still going through this mess.
He's still in jail. Okay.
No, he's not in jail.
No, I was. I was for almost a year. I was in there and I heard Cantwell calling you guys because we have tablets when we're in there. And I picked you up on a radio show on station WT.
I don't know if we just lost you. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
No, I picked you guys up on a tablet listening to WTSN.
Right.
Now, what was it? Nobody just said this withholding evidence. I had a ruling back, let's say, 6 months ago, maybe more than that now, and the judge made an order that everything was supposed to be turned over. Well, just last week, I'm getting more stuff handed over, and I don't understand how they can get away with it.
Yeah, they are not bound by their own rules.
No.
And that is the realization that changed me from a constitution thumper to an anarchist. Because if they won't play by their own rules, it doesn't matter what the rules say anymore.
Well, here's the thing. The rules, at least in district court, and I suspect this rule exists in other courts, I just haven't looked, the New Hampshire District Court Rule 1.1 is that the judge, I'm paraphrasing, but it's very close to what I'm going to tell you, is that the judge can waive the rules in the interests of justice anytime.
Right.
That's the rule.
They do what they want. They do what they want, and something's going to be done.
Yeah, the other thing is, in context, though, those rules that you're talking about there, you're talking about the court rules, which are written by the judges. But what I'm talking about is the rules that are supposed to limit the judges. And by that, I mean the constitutional rules, the right to due process of law, the right not to be made to incriminate yourself, the right
to security in your person and effects from
unreasonable search and seizure.
Yeah, and if they don't respect those rules, then you get to ask their judge buddies to appeal.
Yeah. Which sometimes works and sometimes doesn't.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to do that. But, you know, this whole system's broke. And
of course.
It needs to be fixed. They want justice reform. We have to do something. And I don't know how we're going to do it, but something has to be done.
I used to think the system was broken, and then I realized that it's operating exactly the way its owners want it to operate. The thing
is, it's not operating
for its stated goals, and it's not operating for our good.
No, it's for their good.
Right.
Their benefit.
You got that right, because you know, even the sentencing they hand down is unfair. It should be the same. You know, you get charged with something, it should be the same for everybody. You know what I mean? Whether you're male, female, African American, Hispanic, they don't do it that way.
And the 14th Amendment says that.
And if you're a cop, you get special treatment. I got another situation I'll call you guys about another time. I don't want to get into that unless
yeah,
you want
Jack,
to stay on the line.
I'll look forward to hearing from you. I'm glad you found the show out there, and it's always nice when we find out that people who are on the inside have been listening to Free Talk Live. So I want to invite you to call anytime. You know, only once per night is our limit, but we'd love to hear from you again, and thanks
and
for sharing
especially
tonight.
When I'm on, I've been where you are, it sucks, and I would love to talk to you further about it, bro.
Thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Stay strong.
Dave is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Oh, howdy. Yeah, I'll go fast. I understand you only got about a minute.
Yeah,
20 years ago, Enron looted California. They called it a deregulation of electricity, but what it set it up was that people who had an account with a power company, they would have to buy an average amount per month. And then once they topped out that average amount, then it got into an auction block. And so where if they used up 1 megawatt of power per week, and then all of a sudden, in a cold snap or in a hot spell, they ended up doing 1,200 megawatts. I was talking to a public service commission person out here in California today, and she's saying that in California there is no upper limit. They can charge you $1,000 a megawatt instead of 8 cents a megawatt, and you're stuck with it. Because that's what deregulation is.
Well, and so, okay, yeah. Let me stop you right there, because what you're describing is not deregulation, it's regulation. It's forcing everybody into a one-size-fits-all situation. Now, politicians lie, and they call regulation deregulation because it discredits the idea of deregulation
that's
when
right.
they do it. But under a deregulated system, you would be able, if your power company was charging you too much, you would be able to start your own power company and sell power to your neighbors at a more reasonable place, price.
You
would be able to buy power from another person who had chosen to compete with the Enrons of the world, but it is regulation that locks you into dealing with Enron.
Anybody that could look at the California structure for power and think that is somehow a deregulated setup is not paying attention. There's a tremendous amount of regulation and government control in that state.
It's tore up from the floor up.
David, I wish we had more time for you. Call earlier tomorrow night and we can talk to you then. Thank you for the call. There's more coming tomorrow. See you then.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.